Hi, welcome to the Power in Prayer broadcast. I'm Prophetess Tiffany Robinson, and we're going to go ahead and get into the lesson. The question of the day is, who your confidence is in, does that show? That is going to be the topic of the lesson on today. Who your confidence is in, does that show? Going to ask that you turn your Bibles to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. That scripture again is Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, a very familiar passage of scripture. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Let's read that one more time. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Let's repeat the question one more time. Who your confidence is in, does that show? Confidence tells us, by definition, it is full trust. It is belief in the powers. And I believe that God had me to start with Numbers 23:19 for a reason. It's letting you know the character of God. God is not a man that he should lie. According to the scriptures, God cannot lie. He does not even have the capability of lying. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent, have a change of mind, have a change of heart, if you will. And if you look at who your confidence is in, does that show? Does your confidence, does your trust show that you are trusting in God? Or you're trusting in your emotions, you're trusting in your feelings, you're trusting in whatever situation or circumstance may be before you. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 33, verse 11. Who your confidence is in, does that show? Psalms chapter 33, verse 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generation. In the New Living Translation, it reads, but the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. Look at Psalms 19, and we're going to read verses 7 through 11. That's Psalms 19, verses 7 through 11. And I'm going to read this out of the New Living Translation. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. And I was looking at who your confidence is in, does that show, and just paying attention to the different scriptures that the Holy Spirit was leading me to. And as I'm speaking, you can be turning to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18. And this particular passage of scripture really blessed me. All scripture does. But I was rejoicing big time after I read this. I was looking at, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. And when you look at will, what you're doing, you're making a decree. You're declaring. This is like some self-instructions. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. No matter what I'm faced with, no matter what may be happening in my life, no matter what may be going on, no matter what attack the enemy is trying to launch or what principality he is trying to dispatch my way, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I declare and I decree, I make a choice in this situation. Will is used to express desire, choice, willingness, or consent. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Yet I will rejoice in the very God who cannot lie. Oh, my God. Yet I will rejoice in the God who is not a man that he should repent. I will rejoice in the man if he, in the God, excuse me. He said it, and that's exactly what he means. He said it. He's able. perform it. He said it. He's able to bring that to pass. That is who I will rejoice in. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I make a decision. I don't second guess it. I don't have to sit and ponder on it. See, that's what happens when you have that developed relationship with God. That is what happens when you spend quality time in His Word, spend quality time in prayer before Him, spend quality time in worship and praise. You become to know the very God who cannot lie. You come to know His faithfulness. You come to know Him being trustworthy. That's when you can say that He's an ever-present help in whatever time that may be going on in your life. And again, I say, when I was reading Habakkuk 3:18, that just leaked all over my spirit. Because no matter what may come, situation, circumstance, back against the wall, the stresses of this life, the cares of this world, children may be going wayward, husband, wives, whatever the case may be, situations may be up in all disarray, but I declare and I decree that I will rejoice in the Lord. And it goes all the way back to the question that I asked at the beginning of the segment: who your confidence is in, does that show? The trust that you have in God. One thing I'm reminded of James said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. There is no way in the same sentence you are expressing faith in God and doubt all at the same time. The devil is a lie. One thing I love about the word said the truth maketh you free. So I'm here to deliver you some truth. There is no way that you can say that you trust God totally and allow doubt to creep in. That is a deceitful tactic of the enemy. The same enemy that came to Eve in the garden when he deceived her. Oh no, you shall not surely die. I was asking a friend of mine a question. Okay, is there more than one way to die? You would die, but you won't surely die. Okay, either you're going to believe God or you're not going to believe God. There is no middle of the road when it comes to that. You're going to have confidence in God or you're not going to have confidence in God. There is no middle of the road in that. And even if it has to come to the place where you begin to cry out and say, God, help me in my unbelief. If you begin to cry out, God, help me in this wavering faith. And the answer is found in the scriptures. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, which takes you all the way back to spending quality time with God. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and came to this earth and dwelt among us, which means what? The God is His word, and the word is God. Spend time in the word. Turn the television off. Turn the telephones off and put the computers down and pick up the word of God. Now, if you're on your computer and you're perusing through the Bible, then that's a different story. But you know what? You know what point I'm trying to emphasize here. Spending time with God. Spending time with His word. Going back to the original question at the beginning of the segment, who your confidence is in, who your confidence is in, does that show? Do you talk a good game, but then when things come against you, you tuck tail and run? God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And that is what we, the believers, the body of Christ, must display. And I'm not talking about just putting on a front. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about just putting on a front. Don't deceive yourselves now. The scripture says we just cannot be hearers. We must also be doers, which means this word must be put into action.
If you declare and you decree, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, you've got to come to know who you are rejoicing in, who you are trusting in, who you have your confidence in. And again, that goes back to spending time in the Word. It's okay to go to church and to sit and listen to the preacher. It's okay to listen to the teacher. It's okay to listen to this segment. But I need you to pick up the Word of God and begin to deposit scriptures into your spirit for yourself. Come into that personal relationship, that union with Christ yourself. Again, I ask the question, who your confidence is in, does that show? I ask that you join me for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. For your word, Lord God, pricking the hearts of your people, causing a maturity, oh God, causing a perfection in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up those that need strength. Father, thank you for reminding each and every one of us that the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. We lift up leaders in the body of Christ, oh God. We thank you right now, Father, for ministering to your leaders' spirits in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has launched an attack, where the enemy has sent all kind of wicked distractions, oh God, as intercessors, we stand in the gap, Lord God, and we intercede on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for dealing with your body, Lord God, on representing you to the fullness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the body of Christ, understanding that we must lean and depend on the Holy Spirit. We must not lean and depend on our own understanding, for you have already instructed us in your word to lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways, oh God. And we trust and believe that you will indeed direct our path. Lord God, for those that are under the sound of my voice that may have a prayer request, Lord God, whatever the situation may be, Father, you know. You know the answer that is needed, oh God. You know the touch, Lord God. You know the intervention that is required, Lord God. Father, we thank you for you doing exceedingly and abundantly above that we could even ask or think, oh God. Father, we thank you for you showing yourself mighty and showing yourself strong. Arise, oh God, and demonstrate your power. Father, we thank you for miracles that are yet still being delivered, signed, sealed, and delivered by you, oh God. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for children, Lord God. We intercede on behalf of teenagers. We intercede on behalf of young adults, oh God. We intercede, Lord God, on behalf of this nation. We lift up the president before you in the name of Jesus. Father, we rejoice, Lord God, in you, Father, declaring us to be victorious. Lord God, thank you for reminding us that you have said, Lord God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, Lord God. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Father, we thank you that we are more than victorious. We thank you that we are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word taking root and growing, Lord God, causing a change in us, oh God. Father, thank you that, yes, your anointing still destroys yokes and lifts heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we lift you up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. I ask that you connect with me on the web. That's TiffanyRobinson.com. TiffanyRobinson.com. Robinson.com. This is the Power in Prayer broadcast. I love you. I'm praying for you, and I'm praying with you. God bless.